88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
This is planet Earth. You're looking at planet Earth. Ba, 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 ba. This is planet Earth.
Welcome to episode 30 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at our home planet. And tonight we are taking a detailed examination of the tropics mission.
Nothing can ruin a vacation quite like stormy weather. Luckily, NASA is launching Tropics, a collection of six small satellites specially designed to help scientists better understand damaging tropical storms and hurricanes. These small but mighty satellites each have a miniaturized microwave radiometer that peers through clouds and inside developing storms. Traveling in pairs in three different orbits, Tropics will provide near-hourly observations of a storm's precipitation, temperature, and humidity. Collectively, Tropics will be able to observe Earth's surface more frequently than current weather satellites making similar measurements. This will give scientists and forecasters more data to help them understand how damaging tropical storms form, grow, and intensify. In June 2021, the first Tropics proof of concept satellite launched, collecting important data that showed the promise of these small satellites to help us prepare for the weather ahead.
Some satellites are so big they need their own dedicated rocket to loft them into space. Others are small and will share the ride to space with other satellites. NASA's Tropics Pathfinder is small, so was a ride share with 88 satellites aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on June the 30th last year. Now, Tropics is an acronym for Time-Resolved Observations of Precipitation Structure and Storm Intensity with a Constellation of Small Sats. Where do they think of those acronyms? This satellite was a test, a pathfinder of what will become a constellation of satellites, as you've just heard in that feature. The problem when you get dumped into orbit with 88 satellites is figuring out which one is yours. Now, this NASA satellite was controlled by the Lincoln Laboratory of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Finding and identifying Tropics Pathfinder was a major initial challenge. The laboratory team worked with other satellite operators to execute a coordinated and systematic search. Contact was established on July the 1st, indicating that the satellite was alive and had properly initialized. Subsequent communication with the satellite confirmed that all was well. As a pathfinder, the mission is intended to test the technology, communications systems, data processing, and data flow that will be used in the full Tropics mission. And that launch is scheduled for later this year. There will be six small satellites, each carrying a miniaturized microwave radiometer to collect high-frequency temperature and humidity soundings that will help scientists understand the development and intensity of tropical cyclones. Under certain conditions, tropical cyclones undergo rapid intensification. Sometimes they increase wind speeds by as much as 160 kilometers per hour in under 2 days. Current scientific models struggle to accurately predict such rapid development. Because there will be six tropic satellites, there will be frequent revisit views of the cyclone. Indeed, the observations of any particular storm will be near hourly. With improved models, improved cyclone intensity forecasts will be possible. Missions like Tropics don't just happen. It took 6 years from when the mission was first proposed by William Blackwell of the Lincoln Laboratory. On current satellites, microwave radiometers are about the size of a washing machine. Blackwell and his team have been able to shrink this instrument to about the size of a coffee mug. Microwave radiometers work by detecting the radiation naturally emitted by oxygen and water vapor in the air. The Tropics Pathfinder had its first big test at the end of August when it observed Hurricane Ida as it made landfall in Louisiana. Imagery showed detailed storm structure with a well-defined eye wall and inner rain band and a prominent outer rain band. Outer rain bands are often associated with tornadoes at landfall and are thus important to observe accurately. The onboard microwave cross-track sounder operates at three different frequencies. The 91 GHz is sensitive to water vapor. The 115 GHz provides measurements of temperature at the Earth's surface and in the lower atmosphere. And finally, the 205 GHz yields measurements of the precipitation-sized ice particles contained within clouds. Well, in December last year, William Blackwell, who, as I said, is the principal investigator of the Tropics mission at the MIT Lincoln Laboratory, he gave an overview of Tropics.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Blackwell. I am the principal investigator of the Tropics mission, which is part of the NASA Earth Venture portfolio. And the objective of Tropics is to measure tropical cyclones with much improved revisit rates so we can capture the dynamics of the tropical cyclones as they're evolving and intensifying. And the reason we need to do a better job at this is so we can improve the forecasting of the intensification and the tracks of where the hurricanes will go. And that will aid, of course, in disaster management, helping people get out of the way of these very severe storms. So it's a constellation of six very small CubeSat satellites that will orbit the Earth and provide revisit rates better than 60 minutes. So the key observables that we need to measure from space are as follows. So first is the humidity profile. So the amount of moisture in the air as the function of altitude and space around the storm really tells us how the storm might intensify. This warm, moist air is really the engine that drives the storm. So we need to measure that with very high resolution and with very high temporal update. You'll see that the next observable is temperature. So this is a cross-section of the temperature profile through the eye of the hurricane. And an interesting feature here is that there's a warming aloft in the core of the hurricane. And this is highly correlated to the intensity of the hurricane and how it might further intensify. So we need to measure this in three dimensions and with high revisit. Precipitation is another thing we need to measure with very high resolution. We need to measure the intensity of the rainfall, the structure of the rain bands. Is there asymmetry spiraling off from the eye? That tells us things. So these three things together give us a complete picture of the storm that we can measure remotely from these very small satellites in four dimensions. So we've been making these measurements from space for many years. So NOAA flies a fleet of polar orbiting satellites that work very well. They have a number of instruments on board that make exquisite measurements across the electromagnetic spectrum. But these satellites are fairly large and expensive and take a long time to build. And the regret of that is we don't have very many of them. So we need to wait on the order of 4 hours before the next satellite orbits the storm. So that's a pretty large gap. We miss all the dynamics that's happening over that timescale. So a new approach is to augment and complement that network with a series of smaller, more affordable satellites. We can fly more of them. So the Tropic satellites are smaller. They cost on the order of $1 million a piece. And by flying more of them, in the case of Tropic 6, we can get that revisit time down below an hour. And that's where we can really start to say something about how these storms are forming and evolving and intensifying on those rapid timescales. We can also infuse very new technologies to make the best measurements that we can with very high fidelity, very rapidly. So the Tropics mission is a partnership with a number of partners here with NASA, NOAA, Wisconsin, and others on the science team that are helping us put this together for NASA. These cross-track scanning microwave radiometers measure in 12 channels spanning 90 to 205 gigahertz. With those frequencies, we can measure the temperature and the moisture and the precipitation that we need to inform the variables that I discussed earlier. Now, these are very small satellites. The picture in the lower right gives you a sense of that. They're about a foot long and 10 pounds, about the size of a loaf of bread. but they're very capable instruments that provide very high fidelity measurements that I'll show you here. So six of these will launch in the constellation next year, but we've actually launched in June of this year a seventh satellite that we built. This is our qualification unit that we wanted to put up early in advance of the constellation to give us an opportunity to check out all the aspects of the mission, the ground, communication, processing, science, and that has provided some very spectacular imagery that I'll discuss here in a second. So the constellation will launch beginning in March of next year, and Astrospace will be providing the launches for the constellation.
And that was William Blackwell, the principal investigator of TROPICS. And here's another feature about the TROPICS mission.
Each no more than a foot long, help improve forecasts for tropical storms and hurricanes? Let's take a look. Hurricanes are some of the most powerful and destructive weather events on Earth. The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season was one of the most brutal on record, producing a record-breaking 30 named storms. What's more, 10 of those storms were characterized as rapidly intensifying, some throttling up by 100 miles per hour in under 2 days. Many weather satellites will generally measure a storm only once every few hours, leaving gaps in coverage where a storm may quickly strengthen. To help fill this observation gap, NASA is launching TROPICS, a collection of six small satellites designed to make a big impact on our understanding of damaging storms. Their mission? To provide near-hourly observations of a storm's precipitation, temperature, and humidity, allowing scientists to better understand what drives a storm's intensification. To achieve this, researchers at MIT's Lincoln Laboratory developed a miniaturized microwave radiometer that's about the size of a cup of coffee. This small instrument will measure storm strength by detecting the thermal radiation naturally emitted by the oxygen and water vapor in the air. As Earth's climate continues to change, cost-effective but powerful satellites like TROPICS will be an important tool to help us better observe developments driving rapid changes in powerful storms and help forecasters better predict and prepare for the weather ahead.
Something for us to look forward to this year.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.